Transformation Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson inspires others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. This hit show invites you to participate in expressing and experiencing the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. Elizabeth is joined by world-renowned experts who provide true stories of overcoming adversity and how they aligned their values and beliefs to get clear on creating a vision and living their dream. They'll provide you with intuitive guidance, tools, techniques, and support to assist you in living with purpose and passion. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. Whether the topic is about health, family, work, relationships, finances, or spirituality, you'll be saying yes to live the life you were intended to live. Now, here is your host, Elizabeth Cookson.
Hello and welcome. Yes, it's Elizabeth Cookson. You're listening to From the Heart Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. Connect with me after the show through elizabethcookson.com and make sure when you're at my website to download my free 2012 monthly angel messages and to get your daily messages, which I've been a little poor at this week because I've been traveling quite a bit. But there is a blog tab at the top of my website. Opt in for the RSS feed and you will be so happy you gave the gift that keeps on giving. That address again is Elizabeth Cookson, CUCKSON.com. And today, your heart is going to be filled with joy as my guest, Brian Benson, will be sharing how to be yourself, to free yourself. And together, we are going to open your heart to say yes and make positive changes in your life. So before we begin, let me share a little bit about Brian. And Brian Benson is a multiple award-winning self-help author and filmmaker, coach, speaker, actor, published children's author, musician, workshop facilitator, finisher, and now listen to this, of over 50 triathlons, including 4 Ironman distant races, cross-country bicyclist, inspirational poet. Like, if you didn't have an F on his list, hey Brian, I'm just going to bring you on. You're such an awesome guy. Come on, I'd love to just get started with you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
My gosh, just listening to all the things that you do and knowing you, I'm like, wow. I thought I did a lot of things. It's like you have been busy in the last 6 months since I talked to you.
Yeah, gosh, it's amazing. You know, I've just continued to really try to honor my intuition and what's coming through and just kind of birth what is coming out of me. And, you know, all along the way, there's a whole lot of self-growth going riding along with me. And it's just been a really amazing past year.
But, there's several things that I noticed that you're working on. And one of the things is you just finished a short film.
Yes. Yes.
So tell me what this is about. So it's called Seasons for Life, right?
Well, no, that one is coming up. The one that was recently finished was called Guitar Man.
Oh, okay. Tell me about that. Oh, my gosh. You've done so much.
So basically, Guitar Man, you know, I'm always kind of trying to step out of my comfort zone and so that I can continue to learn and grow. And I always thought it would be interesting to maybe go downtown. I live here in Reno, Nevada, and play guitar on the streets for money. And I'm a total closet guitarist, and I never made that happen. This is about a year ago when I was thinking this. But I held on to that idea, and I had this little kind of dream come through basically at that moment kind of where, you know, in the morning where you're not quite awake, but you're not quite asleep. And I got up and wrote all these things down, and it was a screenplay for this 8.5-minute movie called Guitar Man. And I, at about the same time, was doing a little bit of extra work on a film that was being filmed in Reno called The Motel Life with Dakota Fanning and Emil Hirsch, and it should be coming out sometime this year, I think. And I met a young filmmaker from the area, and we just exchanged business cards. And after I had my little dream and wrote this little screenplay, I gave him a call, and he said, let's do it. And so basically, we spent about 5 nights in downtown Reno filming this short. And, you know, as it seems, and I'm sure you can attest to this, whenever something is meant to happen, you know, it just feels pretty effortless and flows smoothly. Well, that's kind of what happened with this project. And it was such an amazing experience for me because I really had just gotten into acting and found out that I really enjoyed it. And to be able to do my little project and have it come out the way that it did and be accepted to a whole bunch of film festivals, that was just like, wow. And so I'm hooked.
I was going to say, you just said yes.
Definitely.
And that's what I talk about, is just stepping up. And when you have an opportunity, no matter how scared you are, you say yes.
Yes, exactly. No, that's totally exactly what I did in that situation. And, you know, it wasn't painful at all.
Go ahead.
It was not painful at all. I just, you know.
Really? Well, see, I guess that's good. I think when, you know, when people start thinking about, oh, I really would love to do this, or I'm thinking I might want to adventure out on a new path, there's so much that fear can get in the way. And I think one of the big things, you know, that I wanted to really talk about today is more about how we can really be ourselves and feel free to be ourselves. Like you to go out and actually play the guitar, right? And mm-hmm. in that moment, you're like, wow, it seems kind of weird, but I'm going out, right? And you're going to do it. So can you tell me a little bit about what it means to you to be yourself, to free yourself?
Well, for me, it's just really honoring what it is that is coming through. Intuitively, you know, what's in your heart? What are those little gentle nudges telling you to do? What's going to bring you happiness? I think just a lot of people I've noticed have kind of stopped thinking for themselves, and that hurts me because I know how wonderful it can feel to really tap into the gifts that we're given, and we're all given a lot of gifts, a ton of gifts,
mm-hmm.
and they're all special to us. And when we share them, we're better off, and everybody else is better off too. And so for me, be yourself to free yourself just to mean, means to follow your heart, listen to your intuition, and just move forward, step out of your comfort zone, because you will land gently. And you know, the whole way I got into acting was I'm a bit of an introvert and a little bit on the shy side. And I just thought that taking an acting class would help me be a little bit more comfortable in front of people. And it was, you know, I was a little nervous and a little fearful at first, but I found out that I really, really enjoyed it. And we just never know where something is going to lead by stepping out of our comfort mm-hmm. zone. I mean, we may do something for one reason, but it turns out that it's going to push us in a whole different direction that really is going to be exciting and fun for us.
Oh, and I can totally relate to that. I mean, you know, just the whole being intuitive piece for some people is really foreign. It's just like listening to that little voice in your head, not the one that says don't do something because you're afraid, but the one that gives you those ideas, those little, you know, hints of motivation, if you will, that
yes.
you're like, oh, gosh, I'm not quite sure, but okay, I'll try it. And so, yeah, you know, if you haven't done it, you may be a little bit fearful. But I think one of the things that I've learned is that most of the time when I'm afraid, it's because somebody shared with me something that stuck in my head to put fear in my mind versus saying, you know what, that was just a story. Why can I not let that go and do what my heart is telling me to do. And, you know, if I wouldn't have said yes to a lot of the things in my life, then I think I would have been in a completely different place than I am today. And so, you know, helping children, and, you know, I actually love to go and work with some of the homeless downtown. I help with the Challenge Day because it makes me feel so good to be a participant and to help others move forward. And I know you do a lot of the same things. I know we've talked, you know, so much about how we like to help others and how, you know, just being in the moment, you actually seize all the opportunities because they're right there. And then the choice is what takes the direction, right? And helps us decide which way we want to go and what we want to do with the choices that we make. And by saying yes, you make a choice, and then whatever happens at that point in time leads us to our next opportunity, as long as you look at it that way. Everything's an opportunity, and everything brings us a gift. And, you know, one of the things, Brian, and I know we're just getting ready here to take a commercial break, but when we come back, I really want you to share your poem play with the listeners. And then I want to ask you a couple questions in regards to a couple of your books. So, everybody, I would love for you to just make sure, if you have any questions, call 1-800-930-2819. And also, just to remind you that if you you have any questions, you can go to Transformation Talk Radio. Just shoot me a little message, and we'll ask Brian. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life. Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Ah.
And we are back to From the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson and my special guest, Brian Benson. And I just love the music. I'm always sitting over here popping in my chair and getting that beat ready to go on. And I just love having that. And so thank you, Brian, for always picking out just the most amazing songs for everybody to hear on their way home.
Anytime. Thank you.
So, hey, Mr. Benson, I want to ask you a little bit about your short poem that you wrote called Play and how that came about. So can you share that with us?
Sure, absolutely. You know, the last 6 months, although I've been very creative in a lot of different ways, it's been, I know, there's a lot of things going on. I think I've talked to a lot of the people that kind of had some struggles and different things, and I was in that, I fell into that as well. And so I had some talks with a few friends, and actually my latest blog talks about how this came about and kind of what I was going through. It's called Back in the Saddle, and you can find that on my website. But basically, for me to really be who I am and kind of allow myself just to kind of flow, I really need to incorporate play. And, you know, it comes in a lot of different ways. But me, you know, with all my triathlon background and exercise and different stuff, I need to be active. I need to get out there and, you know, it doesn't have to be running, but, you know, at least walk, ride my bike, just get out there and just play. And so I really focused on that, and that just kind of came out of me like they all do pretty easily. You know, it's just I feel like I was a conduit. And so
I love that.
Yeah, so between the poem and my latest blog, it just I was kind of working on healing, and I think it really helped me learn about myself and kind of move through what was happening.
Okay.
Yeah. So you want me to read it now?
I do. I'm sitting here with bated breath. I'm like, everything that you do is awesome. So I'm sitting here. I'm ready.
Oh, my God. The pressure's on. Okay. This is called Play. Light shines in and hearts open wide as we follow bliss. Let it guide. To reach new heights and comfort zones, release the weight, pay off the loans that hold us back when we don't play. Instant freedom, each brand new day. Colors seem brighter, goodness grows, a smile drifts from your head to toes. Worries are tabled, fears subside, troublesome thoughts go off and hide. The mind's empty, freedom complete, chance to renew, loving retreat. Creative flow from higher realms, speak truth through us and take the helm. In tune, aware to every sound, no more searching, our soul is found. True prescription in every way, to soar and be free, simply play. There you go.
Wow. I mean, I have got goosebumps all over my body. And I felt that. That is pure emotion and feeling. And I could feel from my feet the emotion rise up through me to it got to my head. And I really could feel my heart opening and feeling everything go through. And then it came like right if I was to raise my hand like in a classroom, take it over my head and just kind of bring it right through the middle of my body, you know, almost like one of those little Zen poses you probably do in yoga. It was like energy went right from my head to my toes. And I could feel all of the emotions. Brian, are you married?
No, I'm single.
Look, you probably will have all the women now calling into this show because they're like, oh my gosh. I think I might want a date. You just hit on so many emotional pieces in one poem. Awesome.
Thank you.
Do you have that published?
I really feel like my writing is just getting better and better, and I've got a bunch that I'm wanting to put together. So, I mean, you know, it's copyrighted, but no, it's not published yet. I share it on my my Facebook and stuff and such, but not yet.
Beautiful. Absolutely. It's just beautiful. It really is. It was very moving, and I felt so many different pieces, you know, from, like I said, I could really feel the shifting and the movement and the freedom, and then just how it almost, like, popped there at the end with, I actually have permission to go and play. It was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. So
Thank you very much.
I have to ask, too, I know that we started a little bit with, you know, your new upcoming short film, The Seasons for Life.
Yeah.
Share a little bit more about that. I know we kind of jumped into your video, but I'd like to go back to Seasons for Life and hear a little bit more about that.
Well, basically, thank you for asking. It's in pre-production right now, and a filmmaker saw Guitar Man, the one that we had just talked about, and there's a story being passed around on Facebook. I'm not sure if you've read it, but it's called The Cab Ride I'll Never Forget.
Yeah.
And it's a really short story about a cab driver who picks up an elderly woman, and he... is taking to her a hospice home. She's kind of at the end of her life. And they drive around where she used to live, and she reminisced about some of the areas that she was and some of the stories, and they gain a really nice rapport together. And so this filmmaker read that, and it really inspired him, and so he made a screenplay, a script for it. And after seeing Guitar Man and knowing me just a little bit, he kind of felt like I would be a really good choice to be the cab driver because I kind of, it was an honor, I mean, because I kind of try to live my life in a certain way. And he resonated with that, and so he asked me to play the lead. And
oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that was like...
Wow, what an honor.
Definitely. And right now, he's... in talks with a woman named Jill Andre, who has been in TV for over 50 years, all the way back, you know, in TV and movies. I think she was on the Addams Family way back when, and she's even been on some recent stuff, some recent television programs. So she's very experienced, and he's in talks with her in regards to playing the woman. And so, you know, he needs to raise a certain amount of money to make it happen, and he's going to be doing a Kickstarter program here probably within a week or so. So crossing our fingers that we get the money raised, and he'd like to film it in late September if everything goes correctly.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you know, Brian, I want to make sure we've mentioned your, you know, you've said go to your website a few times, so I'd love for you to share your website with our listeners because you've got your video out there. You mentioned Back in the Saddle. So if you could share your website, that would be great here right before we go to commercial break.
Sure. It's brianbenson.com. G, Brian with an I, Benson.com. I go by my middle name, Brian.
And you mentioned you've got your Be Yourself to Free Yourself videos out there. Is that right?
Yeah, those are all on my website as well. Uh-huh.
Awesome. So, guys, if you are not driving a car and you're sitting at your computer, check out Brian and just take a look at what this guy's doing. He has got a lot going on. He's got several books going. We're going to come back from commercial, and I want to talk a little bit about something he shared before, and that's Brian's list. It's 26 and a half easy to use ideas and how to live a fun, balanced, healthy life. And especially since we're really trying to talk about how we can, you know, be ourselves and free ourselves, what a better way than to hear some tools and some techniques and how we can be more fun. Because life is all about fun. At least that's what I think, Brian.
So,
it's all about enjoying the entire journey. So, guys, when we get back, we'll talk to Brian about a couple more things. Stay tuned.
Traveling in a fighter combi. Trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in.
get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today. Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Yourself to free yourself. I would love for Brian to go ahead and share with us a little bit about his book, and it's called Brian's List, 26 and a half easy to use ideas on how to live a fun, balanced, healthy life. And that's just one of five books that Brian has. And so Brian, I wanted you to share just a little bit from that book and maybe how we can apply how to be ourselves and to free ourselves with some of the cool tools and techniques you got in there.
Well, sure. Thank you. Basically, the book came about a few years back as I was going through a transition in my life. I had co-owned and run a family business for about 12 years, and I just knew in the back of my mind that I wasn't supposed to be doing it for the rest of my life. And I was really burned out, and I just had these intuitive hits and nudges kind of coming. And so I had a chat with my dad, and he understood, and we ended up selling the business. And so, you know, it was a little bit of a scary moment. However, at the very end of my tenure there, I had this book kind of come through me. I was really out of balance, and because I was, you know, doing something that I couldn't do anymore, and because I had stopped growing there, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. So what I did to help myself was put my little thinking cap on and come up with a handful of things that I knew that kept me in balance, and then I wrote them down on a piece of paper. And every day thereafter that I would begin to feel out of balance or out of center, I would take my list out and I would read it and make sure that I was doing those five things. And it really helped me a lot. So much so that I thought, hey, why not expand the list? And the book just kind of came through me, and I just intuitively knew I was supposed to self-publish it. I mean, I'd never done anything like that before, and I was, you know, I self-published it, and it ended up winning a couple of awards, and it just blew me away. You know, it was just amazing how I was initially just trying to kind of help myself, and the progression that led to.
Well, what were some of the things that were in your list that, like, mm-hmm. you said five, and I know there's several that are in the book. What are maybe five of them that you, maybe you even still do it today, that help you actually live that fun yet balanced life?
Okay, well, my original five, and they're not necessarily in any particular order, but one was drink enough water. Mm-hmm. Two was get some daily exercise. Three was get enough sleep. The fourth one was to make sure that I allowed myself to have some alone time every day, because that's how I regenerate. I need some quiet time. And the fifth one was to make sure that I was allowing myself to be creative. And for me, being creative primarily at that time meant, you know, just to play my guitar, you know, just for myself. And I had messed around with a little bit of poetry earlier on, and, you know, it wasn't evolved like it is now. But so those are my top five.
And you know what is really sad for what you just said? This week I've been so busy that I just failed like the first four. I probably have not drank enough water, because I've been drinking a lot of coffee to keep me up, because I've been working really long hours and not getting enough sleep. I mean, we could just go on, except the creative part. That is who I am. I am, you know, a lot of people that I'm with, you know, I'm the one that is the one that will meet everybody on the plane. I won't bother you if you're on a plane. but I just love to hear different stories from people. I want to live and find out as much as I possibly can to say, I did. I lived the best life that I could live, and I didn't hold back. And that's just one of the things for me, and that's that whole creative piece. And the sleep, definitely, you know, that's super important. I definitely feel different when I don't get enough water and don't get enough sleep. And being around all those people, just like you say, it drains you if you allow it, right?
Yeah.
So it depends on the kind of people you have. If you do not have those positive, happy, you know, people, you start to kind of feel drained. And so it's all about making your choices again. And what kind of people do you want around you? What do you want to promote in your life so that you can move forward? And speaking of moving forward, I wanted to mention just one thing, you know, about all of the triathlons, you know, and the Ironman that you were on. I have a girlfriend. Her name is Kendra Riker, and she has her family back in New York, and all her peeps are out there, and she is running her first triathlon in swimming and biking, and she had a question. She wanted to find out, how does she transition, meaning, like, when she's swimming and she goes to hop on that bike and then off the bike to run, she's like, I'm actually not quite sure I got that down yet, and she's running on Sunday, so I'm sure your teeth are probably hitting the floor about now. But she said yes, and she's doing it. It's something that she's thought about doing it. She's not the best swimmer, but she's going to do it, and I'm just so proud of her for doing it. And so I said, hey, you know what? I have an awesome guy. He's going to be able to probably give a little bit of guidance, you have any suggestions for Miss Kendra and what she can do on Sunday? And like I said, there's always a reason for everything. And you know what? I'm sure that Brian has some amazing stuff to tell Kendra and how she is actually going to be able to run in this triathlon. And it is, like I said, saying yes. So even if you are afraid to do something, and the biggest commitment is the yes commitment. And once you say it, you got to do it. And there's so many things that we do in life that we get really scared.
Have her feel free to contact me, but basically in a nutshell, I'm not sure what she's going to be. She's probably, since it's her first race, she's just, she's not going for speed. She's just going want to have fun. And the main thing is just to have all your bike stuff together and have all your run stuff together in her transition area. Have her put a towel down there, too, so when she comes out of the water, she can step on it and get her feet dry. And then just, put all your bike gear on and head off and have a good bike ride and then come back in and put your run stuff on, you know. But, depends on what kind of equipment she has and stuff, but just keep it all together and put a towel down and maybe a snack if she wants to have a snack. I mean, it's probably a shorter type race since it's the first one, so that might not be an issue, but.
Wow. I will definitely let her know. We were chatting before break, and I can't remember, was it another poem you wrote called Trust?
I have a bunch of them, and...
All right, I think we may have lost Brian again.
Nope, I'm here.
This guy is so creative, and I'm just so bummed. Hello? He has such amazing things to share with everybody.
Hello.
No, Brian is there. He is talking.
I'm here.
Oh, sorry about that. I interrupted you.
No,
I can hear you.
Yeah. Okay. Are we good?
We are good. Now I can hear you clear as day.
Okay. I'd be happy to read that if you'd like me to.
Yes, that would be fabulous.
Okay, this is called Trust, and I wrote this a few months back. Flowing and joyful, the way it should be, as we wander through life, trying to see a life full of yearning, of goodness, of grace, letting go of conflict, struggle, the race. It's easy to see with imperfect eyes all that is synthetic, illusion, lies. It holds us back, caught up in that play, against the grain, slow-moving decay. Life, growth, and love, always hand in hand, except each for their worth, also grand. It doesn't have to sting or even bite. Faith in the process, not in the fight. Your vision becomes clear, always to scale. Energy is shifted, you blaze a new trail. Perfection exists, presence is key. Each moment treasure sets you free. Trust in your path, step into the light. True nature soars and always takes flight. There you go.
Wow. I mean, you didn't know you could write poetry? It's just flowing out of you, right?
They're gifts.
Brian follows his heart, and he listens to his intuition, and he helps so many people with what he is doing. And Brian, I just wanted to just take a moment to say, how do you find balance in your life, and how do you help others?
Well, I never really want to tell anybody what to do because I feel like we already have the answers within us, but I guess I just kind of want to be a living example for others to kind of maybe see somebody else kind of stepping out of his comfort zone and landing and doing some interesting things and try to help spread a little inspiration around there. And the more of us that do that, it just kind of keeps going and going and expanding, and we all have gifts, and we all want to see them, and so I really am just trying to be someone that can others can see. You know, just I want others to have permission to go do the same thing.
So why is it important to be balanced? Why do you think it's important?
Oh my. Well, there's...
that, I think, is an easy question, but a hard question all at once.
there's a lot of reasons. Yeah, I mean, and I'll just kind of... We have more energy. Things flow smoother for us. You know, I think when we're in balance that we become proactive, not reactive. You know, we can make decisions mm-hmm. because we want to, not because we're forced to. I think it's important to have balance because we are able to be our true selves. My favorite is is that our intuition becomes clearer and louder when we're in balance. You know, we're not running around helter-skelter, making reactions.
And a lot of people do that. A lot of people are always running to something. You know, everybody talks about their future and what's my future going to hold and how am I going to do this? And it's instead of being in that present moment and actually savoring that opportunity that's in front of you, they're always running. And it's really hard because you go to your job or you're trying to create something. You just want to see the end product, right? Versus being in that intuitive, creative cycle and being present and being in the moment and being able to really do something that matters. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I, you know, absolutely. And you know, hey, a lot of us are busy.
Definitely. Something that we all want to do as far as being very creative and in doing something that means something for us and for others. And I think the biggest thing that I can say that I struggle with is trying to do too many things at one time. And I find myself really wanting to do more and more and more, but yet I'm not in that whole present moment and trying to do for right now. And I think a lot of us struggle with that.
Sure, absolutely. You know, and I realize, you know, some people are busy and, you know, the jobs take up time and families take up time and kids and all that kind of stuff, and that's okay. But if you're doing some things that can help you find balance amidst all of that, it makes that the tough times, the busy times flow smoother.
Mm-hmm.
And but you know, like for me though, balance for me really helps me just hear my intuition come through stronger.
And you know that the whole thing about being in balance, you mentioned, you know, drinking water, getting exercise, you know, having your list. You know, one of the things that I do every morning is when I wake up in the morning, I spend it in prayer. And I'm grateful is how I start my prayer. And then I go through all the things that I'm grateful for. So I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful for the roof over my head. You know, I'm grateful that I have food. You know, I'm grateful for my friends, on and on, you know, of the different things that I'm grateful for. But that's how I start my day. So it starts it with a bang of everything that is positive and good. And then whatever comes before me during the day, I just remember that I'm grateful. Regardless of the opportunity, I'm grateful. And I think that's one of the things when you have a balanced life, you find gratitude. And I know we only have a couple minutes left, and you had mentioned that you have a poem that you wanted to read in the show, and I believe it was called Light. And we've got about 2 minutes left. Can you read it during that period? Is that going to be enough time?
No, it's perfect.
Okay, all right. I'll let you go.
Okay. This one's called Light. Can you see your light inside you? It shines both day and night, leading you both near and far, keeping your path in sight. Can you feel your light inside you as it courses through your veins, inspired greatness housed within to share for all to gain? Can you taste your light inside you, flavored, sweet, and pure? Water, land, and truthful food grant energy and cures. Can you hear your light inside you as it speaks to you in song, guiding you to flow each day, helping you stay strong? Can you touch your light inside you? Compassion, joy, and heat. A tender kiss, a warm embrace, rituals to be complete. Can you sense your light inside you? It's spoken from within. Hunches, feelings, heartfelt signs, giving life a whole new spin. And will you trust your light inside you? Your gifts, your being, your core. True greatness lay in wait to be shared, enjoyed, explored.
Wow, how beautiful, and what an awesome way to end the show. Thank you so much, Brian, for being with us today.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you all for tuning in to From the Heart Radio. Please join me every Wednesday, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. And I look forward to inspiring you to live each day from the heart. So on behalf of my guest, Brian Benson, and myself, Elizabeth Cookson, we wish you blessings and love.
You have been listening to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson, an inspiration to others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. If you missed any part of this program or would like to get in touch with Elizabeth Cookson, please visit ElizabethCookson.com. Tune in each week on Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it.
We all want our love lives to be happy, but how exactly do you do that? To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
Each week, we, along with our special guests, dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple. Money, sex, intimacy, kids, careers, even taking out the garbage.
We'll share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You'll leave the show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationships.
Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
See you on the show.
Transform.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.